home of the Suns. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Coming off the court, you hear it straight from a Suns player with Burns and Gambo. Brought to you by America Roofing, Arizona's number one roofer, online at AmericaRoofingCo.com. For a free estimate or 10% off any roof repair, that's AmericaRoofingCo.com.
Back here on the Burns and Gambo Show, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Suns on the practice floor today, getting ready for their first-round playoff series against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we do this segment every single week, and we've had the pleasure of having our next guest on a couple of times this season, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back to the Burns and Gambo Show. Joining us right now, Yusef Nurkic, Suns center, who joins us here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Nurk, welcome back to the show. Thanks for your time, man. We really appreciate it. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You know, Nurk, I'm a hot-headed Italian, a former boxer. I got a short leash, and I like to stick up for myself, too. I like to defend myself from the trolls. So I loved what you did with that tweet to Bill Simmons, developing, "You're an ass." That was fantastic. Tell me about that and why you decided to clap back.
Man, I don't know. It just feels like I was went on a Twitter or X now, and, you know, there's a "for you" thing there. And for some reason, it just popped out to my eyes. And I'm like, they started all these conversations in Minnesota. And he's like trying to make something that Bill started. And I'm like, bro, we'll be developing whatever it is. But it just was so, you know, I didn't expect people to try to make a big deal from us. But we didn't. It was not part that we started.
Yeah. Any beef?
They
is there any mad, like?
I guess they was losing.
Yeah. Any beef? Like, do you guys have, like, a long-standing beef, the two of you? Does anything go back a few years with you and Bill?
Man, I don't know. Like, personally, I don't have a personal problem with no one. You know, I don't even know who it is. So
nothing specific. Yusef Nurkic is our guest here at the Burns and Gambo Show. For you, your first playoff run now, I just looked it up a second ago, since I think 2021. So just in general, what your kind of anticipation for this thing to start on Saturday and your level of excitement now that it's finally here and you get to see what's under the hood for this playoff run with this team?
I mean, super excited, honestly. You know, just being healthy, never take for granted, you know, having my few years in the playoffs when I was injured and dealing with that. So I'm super glad that our team is healthy and having, you know, that's our, you know, number one goal going through this season. But also glad 82 games and now we can, you know, focus why we all start this season.
Was there something specific that you did to allow yourself to be as healthy as you were this year? Something different, something about your routine that you changed? Because obviously you just mentioned it a second ago, you have to be very happy about the number of games that you played for the Suns this year.
Yeah, no, nothing specific, man. Just, I guess, being in a Suns health a little bit, vitamin D. But everything else, you know, take care of themselves.
Let's talk about this matchup. You guys are 3-0 against them. You've had a lot of success. How different do you expect the playoff games to be compared to what we saw in the regular season?
I mean, regular season doesn't mean anything. 0-0, so it doesn't count those three wins for us. I've been a part with the Blazers that, you know, we was losing, I think, 4 against Oklahoma City, and we beat them. So I don't think the regular season matters as much for us or for them. But we know what kind of team we have, and we don't care that we don't look at how we beat them 3 times, and now we're going to go, no, it's going to be 0-0 and going to their home. Great game, and, you know, that's a really good team out there, having a really successful year with a great, you know, president. They're a really good team, so we give them respect, but at the same time, we come in ready to play.
Anthony Edwards has been a terrific player all year, but you guys have done a nice job of shutting him down, limiting his opportunities. What's the key to success against a player like Anthony Edwards?
Just try to play team defense as much as possible. Try to make it hard on him, extra physical. And wherever we go, I mean, wherever he go, we try to have a shadow on him. Like 5 players, you know, see him all the time where he is. I think that's really making it difficult for him to be in the open floor, and he really loved the space, you know, just attacking the rim. So I think we did a great job these, you know, regular games. But, you know, it's going to be a new challenge. You're going to be excited. You're going to be motivated, especially after, you know, we beat them, like, it's any season, they're going to be even more motivated to show that they can play with us. So, we'll be ready, I promise you that.
Yusef Nurkić, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, talking Suns T-Wolves, which is coming up on Saturday, Game 1. When the three matchups this year, but obviously you and Rudy Gobert go back a long, long way. When you think about your matchups with him and when you think about this matchup with him, what are some of the things that you want to work on? What are some of the things you're trying to accomplish when you're going up against Rudy Gobert specifically, Nurk?
I mean, I came here with the mindset, whatever the team needs, I do. So they can lash out, rebound, defend. So I don't really take in one-on-one matchups like that. It's more of what our team needs to do to get a win. You know, like you said, he's a really good player. But at the same time, if Rudy scored 20, that means somebody else is not going to score. So Rudy, 20 points, not going to beat us, respectfully. But at the same time, he's a really, you know, impactful player. Like you said, probably defensive player of the year too this year. So I give him the respect. But at the same time, we know who we got in our locker room and, you know, ready to, you know, beat against him.
Is this Suns team playing their best basketball of the year right now?
Yes, sir. You know, I think there's no argument about that. Everybody can agree on that. You know, it's a really good time to be in at your best, healthy. Like I said, I think our main goal was to be healthy, and I think we, you know, fight really hard to get that sixth seed without being playing, so we can, you know, even having week off not playing, I think that's helped everybody.
What difference have you seen in the way Bradley Beal approaches a game now compared to 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago? What has changed with how Bradley Beal has fit in with this roster?
Him, but I know what changed in mine, you know, conversation with him. I try, you know, I give him all these, you know, he has to be a player from get-go. As soon as he got gates, you know, he should play on him, try to hide, you know, because, you know, we attack him through the KD or book and they put a player on him just to rest, I think. Always, every game we start, I'm telling him, just be aggressive. As soon as you catch that ball, like, be Bradley Beal who you are. And that's a, like, really impactful player offensively, and especially his challenge this year was tremendous from us as the players and coaches, like the guard best player. He doing that, he really guard, he really compete, you know, on ball defender and, you know, score. That's a hard task to do in this league, and he really do at highest level. So I think he's healthy, number one, finally, that he feel, you know, under the, you know, these legs, and, you know, just to be healthy, helping with really good confidence back.
Yeah. Nurk, really good stuff. We always appreciate the conversation. We appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us. Best of luck this weekend and in this series against Minnesota, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. How was everyone, man?
Yeah, you too.